This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today is a milestone of sorts, the 20th anniversary of welfare reform. Bill Clinton signed the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act into law today in 1996. Earlier this summer, our Wealth and Poverty team launched the first season of their new podcast. It's called The Uncertain Hour, and in it answered this question. 20 years after that reform, what do we know about how welfare works right now? They went out and they talked to women who've been on welfare about the jobs they've had.
Chopping cotton, picking cotton, pulling corn.
Oh, gosh. It's been mostly minimum wage jobs. Gas stations.
Village Liquor.
Sprint.
Walmart.
Working for Tyson's down in North Carolina. And, oh, my God, all that raw chicken. You could actually smell the kill.
And they track down some of the lesser-known people behind welfare reform, like this guy. His name is Larry Townsend.
We're not going to train you for years. We're not going to send you to school for years. We're going to show you how to find a job.
Townsend's philosophy became, in some ways, the national blueprint. Require welfare recipients to find a job, any job. And, in fact, with the new law, came work requirements and time limits for assistance. Welfare, as we know it now, is federal block grants to states, straight up cash that the states get to decide how to spend. Luke Schaefer is at the University of Michigan School of Social Work.
If you don't use the money for cash assistance, you can use it for pretty much anything else. There's virtually no oversight.
There are some restrictions, but the money has been used in some surprising ways. Marriage counseling, college scholarships, crisis pregnancy centers. One last thing that fans of our podcast already know. One county welfare office produced an album of motivational songs about work right at the height of the debate over welfare reform. We're releasing that whole album today, all 10 songs. Apologies in advance if you can't get them out of your head. You can find it at our website, marketplace.org/The Uncertain Hour. You can also go wherever you like to subscribe to the podcast. It is called, once again, The Uncertain Hour.